Welcome to the Brothers Geek Podcast. What?
Hello.
We're the Brothers Geek. I'm Patrick Schmaltz. With my two brothers.
In case you didn't know, in case this is your first time.
If this is your first time, we're gonna screw with you today. Because this is not going to be a normal episode at all. So
none of them are normal, are they, Patrick?
None of them are normal.
It's true. Nope.
We are not normal.
We are not normal. We are
As in the last episode, Christopher confirmed that he is a pterozoid that has from an egg.
Pterozoid.
Pterozoid.
Half pterozoid.
Half pterozoid. Excuse me.
Still half human.
Still half human.
But so we do these every once in a while. This is a one shot. It's still 103, episode 103.
It's not a one shot. What are you talking about?
It's a one shot episode.
Not a one shot.
Where we talk about one thing. That's a one shot.
I mean, he's not wrong.
We call the other ones one shots too. What's wrong with you?
Little production behind the curtain here. Never once did we discuss that this is going to be a one shot. Yes,
this
we're
going to
talk in detail ahead of the premiere of season 8 of Game of Thrones, but that phrase one shot was never used.
Okay.
That also is true.
Okay. Okay. True. But
you're just making shit up and I don't like it.
This is what we do. I make shit up and I drink things.
Drinking things. Uh-oh.
Whoa. So yeah, we're going to talk about Game of Thrones. It's April 7th. Game of Thrones season 8 comes out next Sunday.
Well, premieres.
1 week from
episode 1 premieres.
Today.
Episode 1 premieres.
Yeah. Correct. In the land of streaming, you are
April
correct.
14th. At, you know, a Sunday night.
Where Game of Thrones coming back. Well, it's only going to have 6 episodes.
That is correct.
And then that's it. It's done. So if you haven't watched any of Game of Thrones, this could be a fun way to get caught up. Or this could ruin everything for you. So,
or you could be enticed to watch the first 7 seasons in the next 7 days.
We are going to spoil season 1 through 7 and talk about our theories for season 8. So you have been warned.
Seriously, we're going to spoil everything.
We're going to spoil everything. We're going to talk about our favorite episodes. We're going to talk about crazy stuff. We're going to talk about cool seasons. Yeah. Anyways, where is our characters starting season 8? Where Danny and John was the last thing we saw them.
They're having sex.
They're banging on a boat. Yeah.
They're on a Targaryen ship headed for in White Harbor.
That's right.
To fight the army of the dead together.
Uh-huh.
They have consummated their smoldering relationship that has been simmering since they met.
Technically, they're cousins, right?
No, they are not. Danny is John's aunt.
Right. You're right. Okay.
Danny is the youngest child of the Mad King.
And you think that matters?
Gonna explain. Hang on.
Yeah.
Danny is the youngest offspring of the Mad King, Aerys the second.
Mm-hmm.
And John is the only known son of the Mad King's oldest son, Rhaegar.
Yeah. And so, what was his wife's name? He's half Stark. He's
Lyanna.
Lyanna Stark. Yeah, they married in secret.
In secret. That is a big reveal at the end of season 7.
Big reveal of season 7. Coming out of the gate swinging right now.
It's been a theory for a long time and was confirmed. Yeah.
Do we know if that's how the book is going to go, too? Is that George R. R. Martin approved?
Those are the clues that have been dropped in the book, too.
Okay, good.
Let's not postulate on book-related things just because it'll make me sad. Because who knows when the next book comes out? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
George R. R. Martin doesn't know.
Yeah, he really doesn't.
We're basically going to go two seasons without his books.
I don't think we'll see we probably won't see a new book for at least another year, I would think. Man,
that's crazy town.
Anyway, okay.
You're hopeful.
Oh my gosh, I am.
Another year? You're hopeful.
End of season 7, Dan and Johnny are consummating their smoldering relationship on a boat.
Tyrion is
also on the boat.
Tyrion's on the boat.
Worried about what that relationship, what kind of ramifications it will have for this alliance.
Most of the Dany crew and the Jon Snow crew are on the boat. Sansa's at Winterfell. Arya, Winterfell. Yeah. They just killed Littlefinger.
Yep, that was a great scene.
Mm-hmm. Jaime has left King's Landing and gone away from crazy Cersei. Cersei's alone. She's only got the zombie mountain keeping her safe.
She's got her
and the weird mad doctor dude.
Yeah. Oh yeah, weird Qyburn.
Qyburn.
Andrew knows all the names. He's really good at all this dude, shit.
You guys know. I mean, I'm gonna brag. I went to a Game of Thrones trivia night the other night and got second.
Nice.
My teammate and I, Ashton, we got.
This
second.
Is at a bar, or
it was at a bar. It was bar trivia.
Ashton hold her own? Or?
Oh, Ashton knew every. I mean, we knew 95% of the answers.
The other guy just knew 100.
Yeah, there was the.
What did you win for second?
We won $25 off of our bar tab.
Nice.
That's nice.
So we got half our bar tab paid for it.
Oh, expensive bar tab, Andrew.
Well, a couple beers and dinner. You know, we were there for 2 hours.
Oh, okay. All right. I gotcha.
Yeah.
So. Well done.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So, yeah. Okay. So.
Yeah. Where is Samwell Tarly? Has he left the Citadel?
He's arrived back at Winterfell with Gilly and Little Sam.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sam just met Bran and confirmed to Bran that Jon Snow is actually Rhaegar Targaryen or Aegon Targaryen the 6th, I think he would be Aegon the 6th.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Crazy town.
Sam read something in the Septon who married... We're going into the weeds.
The Septon who married
Rhaegar Targaryen and Lyanna Stark.
On the sly.
Totally.
He wrote it down.
He wrote it down in his diary, and Samwell copied it.
Yep.
So he read that, so that confirms that Jon Snow is not a bastard. He is actually the legitimate son of Rhaegar Targaryen and Lyanna Stark.
And Ned Stark found the baby after that whole awesome sword fight scene.
Yep.
And whisked him away and then lied about his lineage. Otherwise, Baratheon would have murdered him.
Yeah, Robert Baratheon would have immediately killed that baby if he knew that there was still a Targaryen alive that he could get his hands on.
Robert Baratheon was like... I kind of like him because I like that actor and I like how he was kind of just a drunken lecher.
Not a good person.
But not a good person.
No.
Not a good scale. Yeah.
He would very, very scale.
Just killing babies. Just
he would kill babies.
Yeah, he just murder babies just because.
There's a line in How many Game of Thrones people are above the line of good person, bad person?
Well, that's why this show is so popular, because of the gray area. Everybody's freaking gray. It's like, and it's no one's like really good except for maybe Jon Snow and
but I mean,
Dany.
If you think about it, well,
Missandei.
Missandei, she's pure. But think about Jon Snow and how, I mean, did he betray his oath to the Night's Watch by
making
allegiances with wildlings?
He did have sex with what's her name.
If you really take the Night's Watch oath correctly, letter for letter, he betrayed his oath by falling in love with Ygritte.
Samwell would argue that point. He argues that in one of the episodes.
He does.
That it actually states I won't take a mother
to the town to get with the prostitutes was not a violation either.
Constantly. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
They go the night town or whatever it's called.
It's really about switching your commitment.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Sam's argument was, right?
Well, yeah. in a world where blood lineage is everything, the Night's Watch and their commitment is first and foremost to protecting the Seven Kingdoms from. Right. So their oath speaks to
cannot be otherwise committed.
Exactly. To
a lifelong goal, and so if you do that or threaten that,
yep.
Well, the Starks all kind of break oaths. I mean, Rob Stark died because he broke his oath to, you know,
the Freys. He promised Walder Frey that he would marry one of his.
We like him, so it sucks that we saw him get murdered horribly. But
seriously.
But he did break his oath. Like, a lot of oath breaking.
A lot of oath breaking. A lot of shifting loyalties.
Yeah. Yeah.
That usually leads to terrible results.
Well, I read one thing.
It's the centerpiece of the entire show.
Yeah.
Is just everybody lies?
Things, people, the concept of oaths
and honor.
Making oaths and honor and the definition of that and making decisions that people, you know, hold oaths to this high regard, except to the detriment of sometimes what is the right thing.
Yeah,
right?
That segues
a through line through almost all of the storylines.
Yeah.
Totally.
That segues perfectly into one of the things we wanted to talk about. One of my favorite scenes of the entire series is Jaime Lannister and Brienne of Tarth. They're at Harrenhal. They're in a bath together. They've been through this terrible ordeal where Jaime's had his hand cut off and Brienne was, you know, threatened with rape.
You're talking about one of my favorite moments of the series now. When he gets his hand cut off, I like,
that shit messes you up, dude, because yeah, no, it comes out of nowhere. Like, you literally do not expect it.
Dude, that was just like, I knew something bad was going to happen. It was so tense. And they're just like messing with him.
It highlights that this show is next level.
Yeah. the storytelling.
character can be.
Sorry, Andrew, continue what you were saying.
I was going to say that is such an unexpected, incredible character changing moment. But then we get that scene with the two of them where Brienne holds herself up as kind of the perfect knight, where she keeps her oath and she's all about loyalty and honor. And then Jaime gives this long speech about how
he's known as
the Kingslayer. He killed Aerys II, who was ready to burn King's Landing with wildfire.
Not everybody knew that.
Not everybody knew that. But it also goes to...
Well, that's the thing is, like, I mean, he was in the inner circle. Like, who would know? Like, the exactly. masses the Nobody. Masses make up their own mind you about
Well, and he never told happened. Anyone. Yeah. That's part of the speech is,
yeah,
he had these. He has loyalty to his family, but he also has his oath to his king. And then he has, you know, just his basic humanity, which would be to protect the innocent, his oath as a knight. To you know, in this world of medieval, you know, chivalric code or whatever, his oath to protect the innocent. He's got all these oaths he has to keep.
Jaime Lannister is the most complicated character in this effing show.
He is one of the most easily. He's
he like killed the king. He does the right thing left and right, but then he rapes his sister. Tries to kill Bran Stark at the end of the first episode.
Yep,
like. He's not a good dude.
He does terrible things to protect his family.
Yeah,
he betrayed people to protect.
He's willing to do terrible things.
Yep.
But oh man, he does good things too. Like he's not going to stay with Cersei. He knows that going off
if you think about
the dead is a good idea, and we need to band together. And she's gone insane. What's that? Uh-oh.
Andrew?
Like we're cutting out a little bit. Can you guys hear me?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We're back.
We lost you for a bit.
Hello.
Andrew?
I can hear you, Christopher. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Andrew's cutting in and out. He might be having an internet spike. We'll keep going.
Andrew's a problem.
Yeah, try leaving and coming back, Andrew. Oh, there it is.
Dropped off.
So.
Can you guys hear me better?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, we were going in and out. That's weird. Cool. I'm sorry.
Sorry. No, all good. What were you saying there, bro?
Oh, I was just saying that his devotion to Cersei has been the most constant of all of the relationships in the show. However, kind of unseemly it is, his devotion to Cersei has been pure. He loves her and he wants to protect her and protect their children. But it is a sin to do what they do. Yep. And it becomes the moment of choice for him at the end of season 7 to leave her and keep his oath to protect, you know, the innocent that would be killed by the army of the dead. Like he leaves her behind and that's like his
big
moment. Where do
you think Jaime goes? What's your theory about?
Oh, he goes north.
Is he going north?
I think he goes north.
Would they just kill him? I mean, he's Jaime Lannister. Like,
no, he goes north and he fights with Jon and he fights with Dany against the army of the dead.
I mean, Jon has sort of shifted his focus to like, F all that noise. We need to protect life. Like,
yeah, no, I mean, there is one thing that matters and that's protecting the living from the dead.
Since Robert Baratheon died, I read like a wiki article that talked about this. Since that happened, the war and the battles and all the crazy stuff that's ensued, over 100,000 are dead in this world.
Yeah.
And it's like, what's left to fight? I mean, because they've been squabbling and they're just going to get run over.
Well,
there's got to be hundreds of thousands of people to the south.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Dorne's got tons of.
Well, I mean, they're still
in the Iron Islands and
the Iron Islands and
I guess they've kept out of it, but Iron Islands is
well,
I
think
mean,
about
their,
I mean,
their strength is the in armies, ships.
The armies have been beating on each other, but they're still the innocents who just sit on the farm, you know, the women and children who sit on the farm and I mean, the Reach and the Westerlands.
People who work in the inns who bake things.
Exactly. Yeah.
But what good are they going to do against zombies?
They're not going to do any good. That's why you need dragons.
Yeah. That's why you need dragons. We're one down. Now we have an undead dragon, bro. Okay. That was my biggest problem with season 7. Is like, what was their plan to get through the wall without the damn dragon? If they didn't go try to get the damn one White Walker,
who knows?
None of that shit would have happened.
Maybe not. We know
maybe not. I just didn't know. I don't know. It was a giant like story convenience that the dragon brought the wall down.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think the argument can be made that there's enough of the army of the dead that they could somehow bring the wall down without a dragon.
They just scale it. What are you talking about?
Well, they even talk about
changed his approach. He didn't have a dragon before, and they would just scale the wall.
The Night's Watch guy talks about how it's more than just ice and whatever protecting the wall. There's magic. There's
magic in the wall that prevents. They have to bring the wall down.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But no, yes, Patrick, you make a point. However, I don't give a fuck. we can go back and forth about quibbling about story points and how they accelerated season 7 in kind of a way that was different than the other seasons, but I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
It was a fun season to watch. I enjoyed it and it got me hyped up.
I might have to I mean, there's only 7 episodes, so I might just start watching one a night until it comes out.
Oh yeah,
I'm working on another marathon thing. So far, I've kept to it. I've been doing the 25 days of Marvel movies
before Endgame drops.
You watch them.
Hey,
in
wait!
Order.
I thought this was a one shot, dude.
I'm sorry.
About Endgame. We can't talk about anything.
Anyways.
But Game of Thrones, Jack Wagon.
I want to do that too. Serious. That's a great idea. I love that.
So
idea.
Yeah, I've so Marvel far. I'll deviate just for a second, Christopher. Relax.
It's not a one shot.
It's fine. It's not a one shot.
This is our show.
We can do. Fine. We can do whatever we want.
We can do whatever we want.
That
so
was my
relax.
Point. It's an opener.
Do you guys have? Do you listen to me? Can you hear me?
Is this thing on?
I can't hear you. It's not
mic
on.
Check. Comedy 5x5.
You should get off and come back
can
on.
Can you two hear me?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. I just talked about that.
Your technical issues. Nope.
Do you guys
Are
have
technical
new
issues?
Plans
Are,
for
am
next
I being filtered out?
Yeah.
Sunday.
Yeah, we're bleeping you. Sorry, Andrew.
We're gonna isolate your audio track and
completely
remove you.
You're gonna remove my audio track?
I can do that now.
Well, then the podcast will be 100% worse.
100%. You're right. What do you have special plans to watch with friends, Andrew? Is that what you're bringing this up for? Did we lose Andrew?
I'm here.
Okay.
What's your problem, Andrew?
I don't know. You guys are going in and out.
Uh-oh. His internet is poopy.
Dude, I have a brand new panoramic Wi-Fi modem that I got from Cox like a week ago. My internet is right out of the box.
Then it's user error.
Oh, user error.
Yeah.
Are you doing something special to watch the premiere, Andrew?
Yes.
I think Ashley Schuler is going to come over. Our thing is to watch the premieres together. Uh-huh. So I think she might be coming over.
You watched with her for years though, right?
Oh, yeah. It's been kind of our thing for years that she comes over. So good. That may happen. I may have other friends that will come over.
What was that one friend of yours that you like just showed her Game of Thrones?
Jenna.
Jenna.
She dove head first into Game of Thrones, man. And
she dove head first and loved it. And Betsy is trying to get caught up and she hates it.
Yeah, she's not enjoying it.
What?
I mean, she's trying to get through it, but I think she's struggling a little bit.
I mean, watching it alone is kind of stressful. This is a water cooler show. You're always like shocked about people dying, and they're just going to be killing people left and right this season. I'm kind of like, I'm sorry for harking on season 7, Andrew, but there was a significant lack of main character deaths, and I was hoping, you know, I noticed it. And I think but the problem is like season 8, they're going to murder everybody.
I have no doubt that 90% of the characters in the show will die.
Yeah.
That is my guess.
Well, let's talk about this, Patrick, because I don't understand comments like that. I've heard comments like that. What would you change from the narrative of season 7 such that main characters would die?
If you're going to send like 7 main characters over the wall to do this crazy thing, you should have killed like 3 of them.
Why?
because it's more entertaining and it adds more drama and it adds, like, they can't just get, like, saved by the dragons. They're doing something dangerous. And it's like people die left and right in the show, and then suddenly it's so easy for them to, like, survive.
That looked easy.
It looked easy.
Oh my gosh! It
looked. They should have died. More of them should have died.
Well, I don't think Jon Snow can die. I think he might be immortal now.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'm just that kidding. One guy I have, died. I have no idea.
Who's that one guy? The red priest. He died.
Theros of Myr. Yeah, he died.
Yeah, he died, and the other guy with the flaming sword died. Those two.
No, Beric Dondarrion's still alive.
He's still alive.
Okay. He's on the wall with God, what's
yeah? We don't know if he's still alive because the section that he was standing on. Oh, yeah,
they were at Eastwatch, and Eastwatch got blown the fuck up.
Blown up
by the dragon.
By the
living dead dragon.
What's that one guy's name with the red beard? I love him.
He's your boy. He's like, yeah. Honestly, I'm blanking on his name.
I forget.
I totally forget. There's too many. I mean, even for us who have watched every single episode of this freaking series
multiple
and read the books
times.
Too, multiple times, we can't remember all the characters' names all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are unavowed, unabashed experts in this show. And we cannot remember some of the characters' names sometimes. It's hilarious.
I'm an expert, but yes.
You don't think you are? You don't think your knowledge of this show is expert level?
I don't know if it rises to expert level.
Okay.
It's high, for
it's
sure.
High, yeah.
I don't know about expert level.
Okay, well, I mean, I talked about my favorite kind of scene from the series, that one of my favorites, the speech that Jaime gives about all of the different oaths he has to keep and how it's too much. Do you guys have your own kind of favorite scenes that you can, you know, I mean, that you'll look fondly back on as, you know, highlights for you of the series so far?
Highlights. I mean, when they killed Ned Stark, I was like, damn, this show ain't messing around. And then the Red Wedding, I hadn't read the books by then, so I didn't see the Red Wedding coming. That shit was crazy. Awesome moments when Dany's in the fire and there's dragons all around her.
That's the end of season one. That's
that moment I think is the most memorable, where she goes into the fire and wakes up the dragons. That's phenomenal.
That's a phenomenal moment. Yeah.
For the show, it's transformative.
Yeah.
A moment.
Her riding the dragon last season and just like melting the Lannister army was pretty dope.
Yeah.
There were some crazy good fight scenes. The fight between Oberyn and the Mountain was awesome. That was an epic. The flashback with the Sword of the Morning. Fighting like those six.
Very
yeah.
Good.
Like six guys and killing all of them.
Yeah.
Like, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
What's the name of the battle at King's Landing?
The Blackwater Bay.
Battle of Blackwater Bay.
I mean,
yeah.
There are so many amazing scenes. It's hard to understand the
image from that always pops up for me is the wildfire exploding and burning on the bay, and like you see all of the ships like catch fire. How cinematic that whole episode is. It's pretty dope.
That I remember when that episode came out. This is like season two or three.
Season two. And the season
yeah.
two.
It was the most expensive like episode in TV history or something. It was like $9 million for that one episode. But now like the subsequent seasons have crushed it.
Oh yeah. No, they've gotten bigger and bigger and bigger every year.
Mm-hmm.
I like the episode where the wildlings storm the wall and Jon leads the defense with the Night's Watch.
Mm.
That whole episode.
Really good.
That might be my favorite battle episode of the entire series.
But then when the little boy shoots Ygritte, oh man.
Oh yeah. Dude, he hates wildlings. They killed his whole family.
killed his whole family, bro.
Yeah. What's that? What's that?
And he stabs John.
Yeah. No, that's that episode. I think that's my favorite battle episode. I mean, there's probably three or four. I mean, the Battle of the Bastards is a great episode too, but I think my favorite battle episode is the Watchers on the Wall when the Wildlings finally storm the wall. That's a pretty great episode.
That's pretty good.
John leads the defense. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some pretty cool battles. Season one, they had to kind of tone it down a little bit. They spend a lot on, there wasn't a lot of like big battles, but like season two on, they had like one a season.
I don't think season one, it doesn't feel like they knew what the show, like HBO wasn't willing to invest $10 million an episode on season one.
Yeah. They didn't know it was going to be the biggest show ever.
They didn't know it was going to be the most popular show in the world.
In the right? world. Yeah. There's like, I was just reading some numbers, like the episode one, there had 2.5 million watchers for episode one. The last show of last season had over 30 million.
Yeah.
While watching that episode.
Yeah.
Like, so, and it's been talked about that this is the most like downloaded episode, like
the most pirated downloaded show in the world.
Yeah.
Like the most illegally watched show in the world.
So there's a lot, I mean, there's a lot to go on here. I'm trying to think of like other cool scenes.
Okay, what
it's an incredible moment. It's when Cersei, the wildfire goes off under the church.
And she blows up everybody.
Kills everybody.
Yeah, basically everyone that's ever opposed to her.
And then Tommen jumps to his death because of it.
Yeah.
Like, crazy. So effed.
So wild. Really builds really nicely. It's got the music track. There's very little dialogue. The tension builds really, really nicely throughout that whole scene. It's like 10 minutes or 8 or 9 minutes long. It's opening tension building sequence that leads to this, you know, just incredible catastrophe that happens.
Cersei's a mass murderer.
That's some nice kind of, and it's not like it's, you know, everybody's, you know, associates blood and guts and terrible happenings and stuff. I mean, it's a terrible thing that happens, but
they like blew up a bunch of like lords and ladies and stuff, like, and the court, you know. Gosh, it's crazy town.
It is wild. You guys should do yourself, Pat, you love scores. You should find, it's the music that plays under that scene is called The Light of the Seven.
Yeah.
It's a really nice piece of music.
Yeah, I've listened to some Game of Thrones. It has a really good, like, you know, fantasy score to it. It's really good. Music's always been good throughout the seasons.
Yeah, 100%.
Who would you be really sad they died in season 8? Like what character? Because I'm kind of expecting either John or Danny to die. That's like they both can't live. They can't live happily ever after. Isn't that show? Maybe Tyrion. I'd be pretty sad if Tyrion died, but it kind of makes sense.
I would be sad if Sansa died.
Oh, yeah.
Because
Sansa's been through a lot of shit.
This is what I'm saying. She's been through so much, and she's acquired kind of so much power, and she's in a place now where she's home. Her family's around her. She's finally kind of secure in a way to see her kind of, I mean, yeah, she's going to move the chess pieces. I think that's just how she plays now. You know, she's a queen.
She's the only one that can run Winterfell. I mean, John's going to die, and then she's going to marry somebody.
I would hate to see. Yeah. I honestly, I've accepted that everybody is possibly going to die. I've accepted it. I think I hope they all die well. Like, it makes sense. It's not cheap. You know, it's not a death that doesn't make
you want everybody to have like a good death.
I think so. Yeah, I do. I mean, I think everybody wants that.
And I always flash back to the vision that Daenerys had.
Yes.
Of the,
oh my gosh, this is such a great scene. I was thinking about that Winter, the other day.
The destroyed King's Landing.
Yeah. That was season two.
The throne room, the iron, mm-hmm. The Iron Throne, right? All that destroyed. I think we're going to see that scene.
Oh, wow.
She's
walking into the Iron Throne room and it's King's Landing is just effed.
Destroyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just completely wiped off that is map.
The ultimate foreshadowing
mm-hmm.
of the destruction that will be wrought upon the human world and the price that's going to have to be paid.
They're
going to
win, but the undead are going to murder a lot of people.
Well, it's all.
Yeah, and I don't know. Given the tone of the show, I can't envision a winning side.
Mm.
Yeah,
it's hard for me to. I would be, frankly, this is my take. Frankly, I would be bummed out if there is any kind of a happy victory.
Oh, totally. Mm-hmm. I agree.
I think that it would betray the show.
Yep.
I just think that that's why I'm so fascinated by the storytelling and what direction they're going to take it and how, cuz I have no, the way that this, they've done such a good job of setup and lack of convention and defeating all of the tropes of fantasy. I can't envision a human success.
Yeah.
I just can't do, I just don't know how they're going to accomplish that.
Yeah, no, I can't see John and Danny surviving and then they're like little chubby princeling running through a field and they smile and the sun rises. Yeah,
winter's over.
Winter's over. Yeah, the sun, spring comes and this beautiful sunset.
Do they do the flash forward where winter ends and,
God, I hope not.
The sun comes up and
They can't. There's not going to be a moment in this show like the end of Return of the King where where the Dark Tower of Barad-dûr or whatever explodes and Sauron's eye evaporates. That's not going to happen. And the army is consumed by.
I mean,
the
I think that there will be. Again, I think that they will not be able to help themselves, and it. I don't think they have the storytelling sack to have the Night King sitting on the throne. And everyone dead. I mean, that would be an amazing, stunning storytelling moment. But I don't think there's any way they have the balls to do that.
No, I don't think I don't think they will.
But I mean, frankly, I would respect them more as artists and respect them more as, if that's true, more true to Martin's vision, if they did that.
Yeah.
Because the shows have been made. They don't have to care. This is our vision. They don't have to cater to the fan theories. They don't have to do any of that. Make the mm-hmm. show that you want to make. And I would be stunned and amazed and incredibly pleased if that's what they did.
Yeah.
Frankly.
No,
Westeros is wiped out.
Yeah.
It would be just a ridiculously I just can't narratively, I don't know how they would work that and how, again, I'm not creative enough to think about the ways in which this is going to go, but I trust in these artists to make something that's an amazing payoff either way, whatever way it goes.
Yeah.
So I really think they're going to accomplish that. And I can't wait to see what
be wild.
Can't wait. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You think the Clegane's are going to fight?
Oh yeah. Yeah, they got to do that. I mean, that's just like fan service.
Don't you think that Zombie Clegane, the Mountain, and his brother are going to fight?
This is what's going to happen. The Night King's going to fly up on his dragon, and like Zombie Clegane is going to be standing there protect Cersei, and like he's just going to look at him, and then he's going to like turn White Walker, turn around, murder Cersei, and then the Hound is going to come out and have to fight him and defeat him, and that's the end of
wow
the Mountain. That's how I see it. Boom.
I think that's not a bad theory. And you know why that's not a bad theory is because I think the what's the best way to kill White Walkers?
Fire. Exactly. Oh, he's got to use fire to
and
kill
he hates
him.
Fire.
Brilliant.
Yep. Right?
You're brilliant, Christopher. Yep. That's what's going to happen.
I think that that's exactly what's going to be involved in that. Is that he's going to have to use fire to consume his brother.
That's awesome.
You asked this earlier, Andrew. I don't really have plans to watch with anybody, but I'm going to try to figure something out this week because I don't want to watch this thing alone.
See, I'm exactly the opposite. I kind of don't want to watch it with anybody. I kind of want to focus.
You just want to focus.
I want to sit on my couch and watch the episode.
Do your people who come over like ask you questions or talk during the show?
Talk through it?
No, not if they know what's good for them. I love answering questions. I actually love answering questions.
Our household, Susan and I, will be watching it together.
I like to answer questions. I like to be a source of knowledge. I enjoy that. I don't mind that. I mind the questions between the 60 minutes that I'm watching the episode. Like, just shut up, watch the show, ask me questions later.
Spoken like a person who gets asked questions in the middle of the show.
Oh, my God. I can't stand it. I can't stand it when I get questions like, can we pause this, can I ask you a couple questions? I'm like, no, just watch the show.
Oh no.
Because I'm still trying to enjoy it myself.
Yeah, write your questions. I would hand them a piece of paper and be like, write your questions down and I'll answer them.
I wish there was a way that I could experience the show and
in a bubble.
It breaks up the narrative to have to pause it or like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be able to watch it start to finish without any interruptions. And I'm a tiny bit worried that I will watch it with people who will interrupt me while I watch it.
Well, it's a good thing we named them all already.
Right? The people that will probably come over, who knows if they're going to listen to this episode before. Episode before it starts next week.
I think it'll be all right. All four people that listen to this, mom and dad and Kristen and legendary listener Sean. Does Sean watch Game of Thrones?
Oh yeah. Oh,
is he excited? Has he said anything to you about it?
Yes, they are. I think they did a whole, he and Barb did a whole complete rewatch.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
That's cool.
So yeah,
I love
that's
it.
Epic. That's epic. I mean, that's pretty much. Do you guys want to do some Game of Thrones trivia?
I have a Game of Thrones trivia question for you.
Do you want to do
end of the episode, dude?
Well,
trivia at the end.
Okay, so are we doing other things since it's not a one shot? Do you want to talk about something else, Christopher?
I don't know. You're the host, and Patrick.
You can talk about whatever you want, Christopher.
Did you guys get your Endgame tickets yet?
No.
No.
You really?
Yep.
No.
Figure that out. When are you going to watch go see Endgame?
I know. I'm.
What? When are you going to see it?
I have tickets for April 27th at 11 a.m. I have bought tickets. But I'm actually on.
That's Saturday.
That's Saturday. There was no good seats for. I wanted to go see it at Cine Capri.
Yeah.
And the 6 and 10 o'clock shows. Well, 10 o'clock is just too damn late. For a 3-hour movie. None of the seats were good by the time I was able to log on and get my tickets. Oh,
it's 3 hours. That's a consideration. Like,
yeah,
I'm definitely not gonna buy like the late show. Oh.
Well, most recently I have been going to the movies with my friends, and Harkins now has bars at most of their theaters. So we'll have a drink before we go sit down.
Yeah.
I'm not going to drink or eat because I don't want to have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no kidding. I'm going to limit my intake of everything.
Yeah. They got to have an hour and a half in.
They had an intermission for sure.
They just have Spider-Man dancing.
Oh no, I don't think they will. Well, do you get? Return of the King, the theatrical version was even longer than that, and there wasn't an intermission for that.
Oh man,
the Return of the King theatrical version was like 3 hours and 15 minutes.
Uh huh.
You are right. I guess the time of intermissions are over. What was that one movie they did years ago that had an? Quentin Tarantino. Hateful Eight had an intermission, and
it did.
Grindhouse.
Well, they had two hour and a half movies, so yeah. Had an intermission. I never saw that in the theaters. Grindhouse.
I saw it at the theaters. Yeah,
I really I don't think I've ever seen like the zombie space movie, like the first part of it.
Oh yeah,
I really like Death Proof.
I've only seen a portion of
Planet Terror. Is pretty dumb. Not as good as Death Proof.
Death Proof is great. I really so like Death Proof a lot.
Yeah, Death Proof.
It's so genre though. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. So now I'll talk about that Marvel thing. I've been watching all the Marvel movies. I watched you're supposed to watch them in order linearly as in the Marvel Cinematic Universe timeline, not the order that they came out. Iron Man.
Yeah.
So I've watched Captain America. I've watched Captain Marvel. I've watched Iron Man, and tomorrow I'm supposed to watch The Incredible Hulk.
All right.
And then I'm just going to keep watching all of them until Endgame comes out.
So you're watching them in
chronological
order, universe order.
Universe order, not the order that they were released.
Universe.
See, level. I've seen.
The one that got posted by the Russo brothers.
Oh, okay.
The watch list countdown.
I've seen watch lists that they do. It's similar to that, but they do it based on the mid credits and end credit scenes and how those scenes lead into the very next movie. You actually end up watching Spider-Man Homecoming and Black Panther, and then you end up watching like Doctor Strange, then Ragnarok, then Infinity War.
Weird.
And then you watch the Guardians of the Galaxy back to back right after
Doctor Strange is one of the last on this list. Like I'm not supposed to watch Doctor Strange until like the 23rd of April.
Yeah.
I've
seen
them one per day or what? How's that
one
work?
Per day? Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it too.
It's fun. I've seen all these movies a billion times. It's just something to watch every day, and it's like, you know, getting ready. I'm getting hyped.
Dude, it's getting it's been 11 years of these movies coming out.
So many. I mean, and there isn't a bad one in the bunch. I mean, that's the beauty of that experience.
Redeeming qualities, and I mean, even the Incredible Hulk, which is probably, I mean, it's in the bottom third for sure.
But none of them are bad.
Incredible Hulk is not terrible.
Incredible Hulk's not terrible at all.
It's come a long way since that movie. The Hulk special effects specifically, he looks so much better in Avengers when he actually looks like pretty good.
And he looks amazing in Ragnarok.
He's perfect.
Yeah.
He's a giant green man that's talking to Thor.
Yeah.
I fully believe it.
you just buy it. Yeah, you're right there with it.
100%. Yeah, they've perfected that technology.
Yep.
But yeah, Captain Marvel second time around was pretty good too. I enjoyed it a little more. I still have my gripes with that movie. There's some scenes that I don't like, but fine.
I liked it the second time around too. I liked it the first time, but I liked I picked up more on the right stuff references
second
time around, because there's lots of references to the right stuff.
Oh yeah.
I want to find a reason for
movie astronaut culture,
like the the True Lies standee in the blockbuster. Like, yeah. Why True Lies? I guess it's just like goofy, but I don't know. There's no real connection there, I guess.
Time period.
You guys are going to make the effort to see it on opening weekend, I assume.
Oh, yeah.
Endgame.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Definitely going to see it opening weekend. I don't know if I'll see it like day one. Maybe I'll figure out like.
Well, mom says you've got a job, dude. Aren't you going to be out of pocket for like 3 weeks or something?
Yeah, pretty much. But like I'm basically like the day after that weekend, I'm going Southern Oregon. So
Okay.
Yeah,
it's cool. Be fun. I'm actually starting. I work all this week, and then I have 2 weeks of PTO. So I will be
2 weeks off.
I have so much PTO to burn that I scheduled these at the beginning of the year because I have so many days and I never take.
You are going to take 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, what are you going to do?
Man. I don't know. Sit around my apartment, watch Marvel movies.
Copy.
Get caught up on my books.
Sure.
Speaking of books.
Yeah. Anybody read anything fun?
You finished Tiamat's Wrath, right?
I finished Tiamat's Wrath.
Are you reading it?
Are you listening to it?
I am reading it. I put it down. I haven't read it in about a week, actually. I was all jacked up about it, and then I put it down, and I haven't picked it back up for some reason. But it's you're liking it. You liked it?
I like it. Other than it ends too quickly. I went through it so fast.
Dude, yeah,
it is. That's frustrating. Really good.
Cool. No, I will finish it. I put it down.
I mean, the last book is just going to be ape shit.
Ape shit? That's what you want from the last book in a series.
All I've been listening to is Eye of the World still, but that's just like, I'm going to be doing that for the rest of my life. That's
sick. Those books are great, man.
Yeah. They're really good. It's really good. So it's really like, it's a lot of fantasy stuff.
I'm listening to Dune also.
Dune. Yeah.
How deep into Dune are you?
I am during the section of the book that's called The Prophet.
Oh yeah.
I'm in the final third of the book.
Yeah, that's gonna be a bitchin' movie.
I can't wait. It is so great. It's gonna be two bitchin' movies.
I'm reminded every time.
Seriously, how many times do you honestly think you've read that book? Have you read it once a year your entire life?
Not quite once a year, but I've probably read it 20 times.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't have any trouble with that number, honestly.
Because I read it in high school.
Okay.
Bonkers.
First time I read it was probably 16.
Do you remember what kind of first turned you on to that book? Like what kind of like, how did it like come into your consciousness? Do you have.
Dad's a sci-fi fan. And so he introduced me to sci-fi straight up and all the writers.
Yeah.
But I don't remember. I honestly don't remember.
Dad really showed all of us the way here.
I was having a conversation earlier today with some friends.
I don't think Dad turned me on to Dune.
Yeah.
He might have. I totally might have. I wouldn't, but I don't remember exactly how I landed on Dune.
Yeah. I actually had a conversation with some friends today before the movie. We were talking about TV shows that remember when we were young, like before teenagers. And I have vivid memories of watching Next Generation with Dad.
That was my first,
like, being like not 8, 9, 10 years old, and because it aired on like 9 o'clock on like Monday nights.
Yep. Yeah, right.
That we stayed up to watch.
We got one Star Trek show a week back then. You remember that? Mom had a rule: school
one
nights,
show a week,
one show a week, and that was Star Trek. I couldn't watch TV every night. One show a week.
Wow.
Yeah. Back when we were kids, and she was worried about us doing homework and stiff.
Yeah, man. Next Generation.
I've been playing the crap out of a little bit of Anthem. I haven't gotten very many legendaries lately. It's kind of frustrating. There's a patch tomorrow, so I'm excited for that.
We'll see if they tweak the drop rates. Yeah.
probably not. I did this 2 weeks ago. I played Dungeons and Dragons with Chris Ryan and some friends from Phoenix.
Like pen and paper?
Pen and paper Dungeons and Dragons.
Nice.
That's awesome.
I haven't played in a long time because I've been filming when they had their last sessions.
Did you start with a level one character the whole
time? No. I continued my character and they just leveled me up to catch me up a little bit. I was a little behind everybody else. I wasn't quite the same level as everybody, but they brought me up to speed and let me level up my character a little bit, which is awesome. I went from 5 to 10. So they've been doing this for months.
Was it fun?
It was a lot of fun. I'm Frigurtur the Hapless. I'm a half orc.
Frigurtur.
Frigurtur. There's no vowels. F-G-R-T-R. Frigurtur. Frigurtur. And he's half orc and he's a barbarian and I pretty much murder everything around me.
Okay.
I just friend go into info. A rage, and then I
friend,
have
friend info.
Oh yeah. Oh, especially the narrative that happened. Chris Ryan's character had made a deal with a witch to kill this person, and Chris Ryan's character is this dwarf priest guy, and so he did want to kill the person, but he wanted the item that he got for the thing. So he made the thing feign death, and then brought proof to the witch, and she figured out that he tricked her, so she mind controlled me, and I attacked Chris Ryan's character, Bombar. He's a little dwarf guy. And we fought a little bit, and they use their magic on me to break the spell and do all this stuff. But I got a couple hits on him. He was on the ropes.
That's
cool. But I got to roll against him.
Who's the DM?
So far. Mike Steele, Malia's husband. I went to high school with Chris Ryan and Malia.
Yeah, yeah.
And I met Mike years ago. I mean, years ago, and they got married a couple of years ago. And he's a real good guy. It's a lot of fun. I definitely do a little less. I'm the most role play of the group. And I'm I'm pretty subdued, I would say. But it's fun. D&D's cool, fun.
Yes, it is.
No doubt.
But yeah. Any other gaming?
I'm just playing Anthem and Forza Horizon.
Dope.
Great games.
I'm thinking about getting Black Desert Online, Christopher. It's more fantasy based, role playing. It's only $10.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll get it eventually. Maybe when I lose interest in Anthem.
People dive into BDO, they it becomes
that's my worry. It's
like
Warcraft.
It's like a WoW. It's like a, yeah. it's mainlining.
It's a big game and it's been going for a while and they just brought it to consoles and yeah, I'll get to it eventually.
Have either of you ever played ESO, Elder Scrolls?
I played ESO on the console.
Okay.
It was not great.
Really?
I read some articles lately saying that they've improved it. Finally, they got their shit.
Well, it's always just. It seems like they do regular expansions on the game. I know people that play, so it's out there. I've never played it.
Do they play console or do they play?
I have to find out. I think they play console.
There are a lot of expansions for it. You have to buy a season pass for that too.
Oh, you do? Okay.
It's not just free expansions. They do regular updates, but. That's how they make. That's how they've been making their money.
Sure.
Post game.
Okay.
But yeah. All right. Andrew.
Yes, sir.
What Game of Thrones trivia do you have for us?
Because this was our Game of Thrones retrospective, and because season 8 starts in 7 days, we've mentioned in our retrospective there are 6 episodes that remain in the Game of Thrones series.
Mm.
And HBO has announced the length of each of those episodes.
Oh, God, you're going to make us do math.
I am going to make you do math.
How many within, I'll give you a window of, let's say, 30 minutes. Whoa. Over under 30 minutes. How many minutes of Game of Thrones remain for us to watch? New Game of Thrones, new minutes. Within 30 Whoa. Minutes, over under.
And there are six episodes?
There's six episodes. I've heard a couple of them are an hour and a half, at least a couple.
You're right about that. I double checked.
Okay.
Within 30 minutes, more or less.
I'm doing some math in my head here.
Speed math, doing speed math on the speed podcast. Math
on the podcast. And let me just calculate it.
Well, what's 3 times 60?
430.
430. Okay.
430 is your guess?
Yep.
Okay. Hold on.
Minutes left of Game of Thrones to watch.
Let's say I'll go 410.
410. You're both over, actually.
Oh!
The according to, let me make sure I quote this correctly. This is Wikipedia. This is also, I think I was on Den of Geek as well. According to EW.com, so Entertainment Weekly, it's a pretty good source. The total number of minutes of Game of Thrones in season 8 is 352.
Ooh.
The first episode is 54 minutes. The second episode is 58. The third episode is 82 minutes.
Oh, jeez.
The fourth episode is 78 minutes.
Holy crap.
Fifth episode is 80 minutes. And the sixth episode is 80 minutes.
Okay, so the first two are going to be normal hour-long business, but the last four are going to be like, damn.
And then episode three is the Battle of Winterfell episode.
Episode three is the Battle of Winterfell.
Is the Battle of Winterfell.
Well, that means they're just going to roll over Winterfell, right?
Possible. Who knows, dude? To have the climactic battle, and then there's three more episodes?
Yeah, crazy. Oh, yeah.
Who knows, dude?
It's not the climactic battle. It's the first encounter between the armies.
You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
What's
Who
left?
Knows? I can't even wait. The finale episode airs May 18th.
Who's got the Does Samuel Tarly still have that sword?
He's got his father's
Has he even given it to anybody?
Valyrian steel.
He can't use that sword. Who's he gonna give that to?
He's gonna give that to Jaime.
He's gonna give that to Jaime.
I think he's gonna give it to Jaime.
That's a big ass sword for one hand, bro.
Well, he can, you know, grip it with one and grip it with the other. He's gonna
use his weird gold hand to like.
He's got a weird gold hand to wield. To like I forget the name of that sword. All Valyrian steel swords have names, but I forget the name of that sword.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome. If you'd like to help Andrew with his trivia, you should email him at kingofthenorth52@gmail.com. You should email the show, brothersgeekpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, brothers_geek at twitter.com. And then, you know, brothersgeek.com for all your podcasts and reviews. And
Like us on Facebook.
Yeah.
And
if you're still on Facebook.
And be curious.
And be...
Winter is coming.
Sweet summer challenge.
Yep. Awesome.